Our final address to you this afternoon is a great veteran of the Ulster Unionist Party, a member of the European Parliament now for 21 years, and our candidate who, with the Conservatives, gave us probably the best European victory last year in the European elections that we've ever had. So please give a warm welcome to Jim Nicholson, MEP.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I'm the wind-up act. Some outside said, this is the graveyard slot. But it's been a great conference. And while I haven't been inside all the time listening to the speeches, I can say that I got around every stall outside, which is extremely important, because I think that's how we relate to other people and how they relate to us, I think, is extremely important. And that is where they are taking a very good view of this conference away. I think it's been a good conference. I think it's been a great conference. And with the weather we've had, you know, I think that's even gives more to it. But you have to say, you know, the weather's the most wonderful thing. A bit of frost and a bit of snow, and it takes all the problems away. No worries about bailouts. No worries about will the euro survive, no worries about anything. All it took was a bit of frost and a bit of snow. And if we hadn't had the frost and snow, we'd have been wondering, will Portugal go down next, or what's going to happen? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the harsh reality of life. And that is what we're up against nowadays, because the media controlled what we think and how we are and how we act. That's what controls us. I had this year... In September, I co-chaired a delegation to Haiti to observe the situation after the earthquake in January of last year. And I've done many things in politics. I've been involved in many organisations, but nothing prepared me for the challenge I saw there. And to those people who complain, if they were there for 1 week and they came back to Northern Ireland, there would not be another complaint. For if ever a people deserve help and deserve support, those people do. So from that point of view, I certainly took it as one of the most challenging things, and what I'm trying to do now is to continue to push for the extra aid and the aid continuing, because this is not a one-year operation. This is a 21-year operation at least in somewhere like Haiti. I'm not going to deal with agriculture today. I see Diane Dodd said she had a tremendous conference on agriculture last week. Let me tell you, agriculture is very safe in my hands. You don't need me to tell you about it. And if you want to know anything about it, read The Farming Life today for a good big article in that, and that'll tell you all about it. But what I can tell you, what's not in that at this moment of time, what's not in it is the fact that this week I've been appointed the rapporteur for the future of the dairy sector, which is a co-legislative situation. And I have to say it's probably going to be a poison chalice, but somebody has to do it, and it's better that somebody from Northern Ireland is able to do it and prepared to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I think there's just one thing I have to say, and I want to re-echo someone maybe the leader said earlier. I have no time for those people who join our party and because they don't get what they want when they want it and walk away. No time at all. And I think we should stop worrying about those that walk away and those that are here work together to develop the greater challenge for the future. I think we have got to be very honest and say, last year was not the best year we've ever had as a political party. It would only have taken a few more votes, and we would have had first-class success. Everyone saying they did well. But that's where we are, and we are where we are. So, but don't forget, the year before that was a great year. That, ladies and gentlemen, is politics. The challenge is not what's happened in the past, but what happens in the future, and let's look forward. Let me say, the Ulster Unionist Party has a proud record in history, and we can look back with pride to that history. I can think of two other Northern Ireland parties who would wish to airbrush their past, who do not want to remember their past, and try to reinvent what their past has been. The Assembly would not be there today if it wasn't for the heavy lifting and the hard work that was done by members of this party. It was us, let's not forget, it was us in the SDLP who actually brought that Assembly into existence. They would have nowhere to sit if it wasn't been for the work and the foresight that this party had at that time. And while we must accept the situation it is today and move on, and I'm prepared to move on, but I want to say to those who the media say are trying or have tried to steal our clothes, I have to say to them, they'll have to do an awful lot more if they think they will fit them. I have never been one to criticise fellow unionists from other parties. Never been one. And I am prepared to work and cooperate with others. But that cooperation must be a real cooperation and not one for a short term or for political advantage going into any one election. And I must say, I have seen no evidence of any real desire to cooperate to this moment of time. And no doubt we will see over the coming months more and more fake promises, like a fairer deal. We got that with St Andrews. That was some deal. Do you remember rollover unionism? Who's rollover unionism now? I sometimes wonder when Geoffrey and Arlene, who left this party, I sometimes would like to know what they really think when they have gone from the Ulster Unionist Party to the DUP and have actually been part of one of the biggest sellouts of unionism that there's been in the history of this country. We heard enough of over my dead body speeches in sackcloth and ashes. And I've no doubt there'll be others in the coming months. Now, I don't know whether Gerry is going home or he's deserting a sinking ship. And I feel sorry for the people of Louth, for I think it's them that's going to have to suffer him. But, and I also think, you know, it would be quite good. There's a few more we could actually send with them if they want to emigrate as well. I want to say one other point, and I think it's something we have got to learn as we go into this election. Money does not buy you votes. We know that to our cost. It's policies, it's the right people, and it's taking the message to the people. So money will not buy them, nor will it buy any victory. So what I have to say to you today is let's go forward with confidence, but above all we must stick together. We must show a united front. And as the leader said, the people do not vote for divided parties. That has been proven time and time again, not only in Northern Ireland, but on the mainland also. We have got to, and we have, produce the best and the most dynamic policies that are possible. So let's go into these elections, both Assembly and Council, and they will be tough elections, be under no illusions about that, with a confidence and a determination. A determination to win, and to win is always must be to the forefront, and always believe as you are going forward with that determination to win that we are right. And as Michael McGimsey said, it is time for us to make the difference. And I think that is the challenge now. We have made the difference. We have shown we can make the difference, and it's time to come back with this party in a vibrant position. So there is the challenge. The media may write us off, But they did this before. They wrote me off in the European election and I gave them a bit of a surprise. So, like, let's not be too despondent what they say about us. The people out there are very realistic. The electorate in Northern Ireland is one of the best and most sophisticated electorates you'll get anywhere in the world. So don't underestimate them. So let us take that message to the electorate. Let's go and face them on the doorsteps and take it to the people and let them decide. And I'm grateful that we've had a good conference today. And I think somebody's maybe sending me a message by switching out the lights. But it has been really great here today. And I think we are on our way. And I think we will surprise an awful lot of people coming May this year. So let's go forward with determination, with confidence, and our ability and belief in ourselves to win. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, party leader. Ladies and gentlemen, it just remains for me to, on your behalf, relay some votes of thanks. First of all, to the staff of the Ramada Hotel for their arrangements both last night at the party dinner and during the course of today. To all the exhibitors, to all the exhibitors who I hope all of you were able to visit, not only do they add to the substance of our conference, but they also contribute financially, which enables us to make this event no cost for you, the party member. We particularly are grateful to our guests, in particular Chief Constable Matt Baggett and Duncan Morrow of the Community Relations Council. And I would thank all those of you who participated in today's debates and discussions. I'd like to pay a particular vote of thanks to our own party staff who have worked tirelessly over the past few weeks to make this conference the success it has been. In particular, Hazel Legg and her team in admin. And Davy Sims and his press team. And on mentioning the press, we are grateful for the coverage that BBC have provided today, and I would thank them and all the members of the media and press who have attended and hopefully will report favourably on our proceedings today. I'd like to thank the audiovisual team for their assistance and for the provision of such a professional set and presentation to you today. And finally, to all of you who have attended, who supported our dinner last night, which was a successful and enjoyable occasion, but primarily for coming out today on such a nasty day, and I hope you all are able to get home safely this evening. So can we perhaps conclude in our normal fashion with the national anthem? God save the Queen.